Chapter 14.
I never dreamed the aristocracy would go so far as to attack their own people. Innocent people. Just to get at me. The aristocracy hadn't even implied that they might be capable of such violence, which is why I had thought my family was safe at the gathering. I was a fool. Some said I rose up against the aristocracy for the people, some to fight tyranny, some for power and my own glory. But the truth is that it was all for revenge, plain and simple. They murdered my world, and I would see every single one of them receive the same punishment. I called on the people and gathered those in the army loyal to me, attacking every single barracks loyal to the aristocracy. It was a quick and efficient, if brutal, war. My desire for vengeance was tempered by my need for it. Thus I was methodical in my tactics and brought every skill I possessed to bear. At no time have I ever acted with more mastery over war than in the Revolution. After a few months, the remaining army sided with me, and we took the capital.
Dalen found the coach heading to Tremaine. It was driven by an enclosed darkstone driver, and could make the trip several times a fall, though a sky coach would be faster still. Lytina Devashian, with her daughter of the same name, as well as Jaram Hanathor, Dame Frendin, and someone Dalen didn't recognize, waited to board the coach. They all eyed Dalen distrustfully, though the Devashian sprit blushed when Dalen's eyes passed over her. At least the Ladoners had all cleared out. Dalen had only so many brain cells to lose. Dalen rolled his eyes and turned to Arik. "Let's ride up top." Arik nodded, but before they could pay the fare, the captain of the local civic guard, Adam Davenday, approached them with several constables in step. Captain Adam's brush-like epaulets on his shoulders made him stand out. The Connors behind him looked nervous, many with a hand resting on their rapier or shooter that hung from their belts. Shooters housed shot spikes, darkstone-propelled stakes that hadn't been nearly so commonplace once. Dalen had redesigned them a few years into his rule, making the spikes simpler and inventing the shooter housing. This made shot spikes much easier to aim, and with it, a common peasant with little training could become a deadly, effective soldier. It was partly thanks to his shooters that the Dawn Army had been so formidable. They were illegal, of course. Even Dalen had the foresight to keep such dangerous weapons from the common people, though some still could be obtained through the black market. The people needed to be armed and ready for the shade if night ever fell, but a shot spike was about as effective against a shade as tickling it. To drop those monsters, you needed to slash it open and let the blood flow, something that only a cut-focused sword could do. This was why carrying a rapier was at the very edge of propriety. But the constabulary had to deal with people, and thus rapiers and shooters were standard issue. Since Dalen's initial design, others had added to it, making 2, 4, and 6 shooters. 6 shooters were a bit too cumbersome, which was why Connors carried the 4s.
"Dalen Amaran?" Adam asked.
He was one of the oldest men in Carradale, being 52 years, 30 Dalen's junior. There were very few people alive as old as Dalen, for they would have had to have lived through a whole night and 2 revolutionary wars. It was hard to escape death with so many opportunities, though Dalen had, ironic, considering he had been at the center of it all.
"What do you want, Adam?" Dalen said. "You're under arrest."
Dalen was about to tell the snot to go and jump off the edge, but instead he breathed deeply to calm himself and said,
"Under what charge?" "Assault and disturbing the peace."
"No harm was done, Captain," Arik interjected. "And it was those who accosted Dalen that caused the disturbance."
The captain looked to Arik, and his resolve seemed to falter.
"That's not the account I heard."
"I am perfectly willing to take this matter to a higher authority," Arik said. "Whose word do you think the local magistrate will side with? The embarrassed mob who got beaten by a single youth, or that of a lightbringer?"
"You do know who the boy's father is?" Adam asked.
"Of course I do."
"He should be locked up. Since when does the law punish the children for the crimes of their parents?" "It's been done before," Adam said. "The families of conquered rulers have been locked away in case they might try a coup. And on top of that, I saw his father kill the families of those he deemed as criminals, which was anyone who as much as ruffled the bastard's shirt."
"We would hope to prove ourselves better than the great bastard, wouldn't we?"
The captain paused, and though he tried to make his lowering eyes look like he was thinking, it was plain to see that he was ashamed.
"This boy is within my care," Arik said. Oh, how Dalen hated being called boy, and he most certainly wasn't in Arik's care either.
But Dalen let the comment slide, as he could see it helping.
"He'll not become like his father," Arik added.
Adam cleared his throat.
"Well, I suppose there's no point in questioning the word of a bringer."
He nodded to Arik.
"Anyway, I'd rather not have to deal with all the blackened paperwork. If he's leaving my town, I say good riddance. Have a good fall, bringer."
The captain then turned with his constables to walk away, but not before giving Dalen a scowl.
Light, Dalen thought. It's a black and good thing I didn't have any children after I rose to power, if this is how they'd have been treated.
Arik turned to him.
See? For the most part, things can be resolved peacefully.
What? You didn't notice how polite I was?
I noticed that you didn't break anyone's arms. Your words, on the other hand, weren't particularly sweet.
I didn't need sweet words. You put that idiot in his place well enough.
He wasn't an idiot. Dalen, you need to stop looking down on everyone.
I'll look down on those who prove themselves to be intolerant, narrow-minded sunspots.
That description could fit well with certain actions you've performed recently.
Bringer, did I ever say that I don't look down on myself?
The coachman wouldn't charge the two for the trip, Arik being a bringer and all, but Arik materialized a dun to pay the 10-gram fare anyway, insisting that the coachman take it. They sat up top in the open air as the coach lurched forward, increasing speed rapidly, passing the packed dirt streets of the town to cross onto the cobblestoned Imperial Roads.
"I've never been able to decide if that's forgery or not," Dalen said.
"What?"
"The fact that you can create money."
"I could have just as easily created anything of value, but money can be exchanged much easier."
"I guess so. You know, you could make yourself rich."
"A bringer so desirous of material wealth would be unworthy of the calling in the first place."
"You're just supposed to help others. That doesn't exclude helping yourself."
"Not for a bringer. The calling requires far more selflessness than that. Our desire to help others must be of such strength that we would give away any riches we already possessed in the first place."
"Okay. Why don't you make other people rich?"
"There's a difference between giving to those that don't have enough in life and giving to those that have more than they need. In fact, people who have enough in life will find far more happiness from being content and grateful than wanting more. Riches do not bring happiness."
"Wise words," Dalen said, leaning back.
Arik smiled and took out his sketchbook. He began to draw, though it was clear the constant bumps were affecting the quality of the overall illustration. He seemed content enough, so Dalen tried to relax. The sky was covered mostly by clouds that fall, but it didn't look like it would rain. The country around Caradale was beautiful, with the occasional ruins standing elegantly amongst a copse or proudly by themselves, all seeming to be a natural part of the land.
"You mentioned something about sensing when I was channeling light," Dalen said, "and that I could sense it too."
Arik smiled and closed his sketchbook.
"Yes. The fact that you didn't know anything about it was proof enough that you weren't an Archknight. It's one of the first things they're taught."
"Why is that?"
"It can be used to sense the shade."
"Oh? How do you do it?"
"Archknights,
Well, not Archknights specifically. Lightbinders and Lightbringers are similar in that we can feel light on our skin. That was the first thing I noticed when I got my powers.
Well, we can do more than that. We can sense the inner light within all living things. If you reach out with this sense, you will notice this light. Now, I did say this light is within all living things, but humans are the odd ones out.
Why is that?
Humans are different. The light in plants and animals is bright and never wanes. Even the wolf or griff that wants to make a dinner out of you has a light within them that shines ever bright, for they cannot do the one thing humans can, make moral choices. This is why their lights can never be as dim or as bright as ours.
Are you saying this inner light is a reflection of a person's, what, personal goodness?
Auric looked at him from the corner of his eyes and smiled.
Not in all cases, but generally, the better a person is, the brighter their inner light. If they're evil, their light is barely there. But even the most loathsome person still has a measure of light within. There's only one type of human that has utterly no light inside, though you couldn't really call them human anymore.
The Shade, Dalen said. But this is supposed to sense light, and if the Shade have no light, that would mean there's nothing to sense.
Exactly. A living thing with no inner light is an abomination. And for those people with the ability to feel for the light that surrounds them, coming across a void in the light is as easy to notice as a slap to the face.
I see.
And as the Archknights are our best defense against the Shade, you can see why they teach this ability first. You should learn it too, to constantly reach out and feel for the light in all things. It's not difficult, but as you know, if one isn't taught, one might never learn how to do it.
Okay, so what do I do? How do I try and feel with... I don't even know.
You know what light feels like on your skin. You're feeling it right now. Well, look for that feeling, but with your heart.
With my heart? How am I supposed to... Oh!
See? Easy, once you know what to do.
It was incredible. Dalen could feel the light around him, that light in all living things. The countless blades of grass on the sides of the road, the nearby trees, the people in the coach, and the bringer beside him. While feeling this, he literally had a sense of where they were. He could see all things around him without using his eyes. With this ability, no one would be able to sneak up on him again. Dalen realized that this was how the Archknights were able to fight so effectively in the dark and during the night. They could still see what they were fighting. This skill was far more useful than the Bringer had implied. Dalen's heart sunk with a realization. He looked to Auric and asked, "How much light do you sense within me?"
That's one of the things that gives me hope. Your light is actually brighter than most. This can mean you're a good person, or you possess a strong sense of justice, a desire to help others. Or you have a good knowledge of truth, of right and wrong, with a determination to follow the truth you know.
That might make sense for the last one. Life has taught me a lot of things about the true nature of men in the world, but that shouldn't be enough to shine.
Why?
Because I'm not a good person, Auric. Oh, I'm trying to do good things. In fact, I always have. But good intentions don't mean spit.
No, intention is equally important. A man that does a good thing for a bad reason deserves no credit.
And what about bad things for good reasons?
Those good reasons don't redeem a man, of course. Like your father, who actually believed everything he did was for the greater good, even when he slaughtered millions.
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe.
Suddenly a sky coach roared overhead, flying in the opposite direction to them, buffeting their coach with a huge burst of wind.
Why under the light is that coach flying so low?
Auric said, looking at the departing coach with deep disapproval.
Fun,
Dalen said. Auric looked at him in consternation. Fun?
Yeah. Have you ever flown a racer?
No.
You're missing out.
Honestly, I'd compete in the races if I had the time. I would probably win the championship, too.
You know how to fly, do you?
Better than most.
Well, then why don't you?
There are other demands in my life.
Which are none of my business, I'm guessing.
Look at that. You're learning.
It's possible.
I tell you, some of these modern coach designs are starting to impress me.
You know, your father was considered quite the genius engineer, apart from his endless warmongering and depression. In fact, it was his keen understanding of technology that one might say facilitated his great success.
Yeah, I know. But just because my, father liked something, doesn't mean that I can't.
Arik raised an eyebrow.
Don't be stoned. You know what I mean. I wasn't referring to his bad tendencies.
Which is why I said nothing. But while we're talking of your father, I should mention that even he had an inner light brighter than average.
Dalen gasped.
Impossible!
It's true.
Then this sense doesn't say spit about a person's goodness, Dalen said with a sneer.
A man who believes he is doing good will have a strong inner light, even if he is performing evil things. There have been several murderers who had strong lights within.
How is that possible?
Some were mentally disabled and didn't fully understand what they were doing. Others believed what they were doing was right or had some other justification. You need to remember that a bright inner light doesn't always mean a person is good.
But you just said it did.
No, I said that in general, the better a person is, the brighter their inner light. You just have to try and read people at the same time. It requires care and consideration, especially with people of weak inner light.
What do you mean?
Weak light is a result of repeated actions one knows to have been wrong. It's particularly weak when the individual knows of their errors, but they don't care. A lack of empathy or kindness can result in weak light, as can dishonesty, just as well as outright murder and the vilest of actions.
So it can be hard to tell the casual jerk from an axe murderer.
Yes. Like I said, this sense must be used with care. You possess a great gift, Dalen. Don't abuse it.
Your own gifts are as significant. And while we're together, I'll be sure to see that you don't abuse your powers either.
Arik chuckled.
If I use my powers in any way that doesn't help others, I lose them. You're so quick to make sure you're on the same moral footing as everyone around you.
I get annoyed at people who presume to know more than others or teach those who already know.
Are you talking about yourself or me?
No, I'm...
People can be so critical of others without realizing they're just as guilty.
Or there could actually be a person who does know more. Life experience counts for much.
And is that person you?
It's more likely to be me than others. There are a lot of idiots in the world, Arik, and you have no idea what I've been through in life.
You're a fool to think that you know everything in the world.
I didn't say that. I said I'm more likely to know something over another, and that's mostly due to experience.
Oh, because you've lived for so long. There's a lot of people older than you, Dalen, so don't discount them.
Fine. I won't discount the wisdom of anyone older than me.
And you think the youth have nothing to offer? The words of children can hold great wisdom at times.
Dalen laughed.
I've clearly been speaking to the wrong children.
I'm not saying everyone, yes, children included, know more than you. But they'll at least know a few things that you don't. And to discount them, you'll miss those times when those precious truths come out. You need to look for those admirable qualities in others that you don't possess. Look up to them for that, and try to learn from them. Otherwise, all people will seem beneath you, and you'll never become a better man.
Dalen knew the bringer was right and was blackened annoyed by it. If Arik hadn't said it, Dalen would have been more inclined to adopt the advice.
but if he did now, he would be acknowledging that someone else knew better than him. A young boy, at that. Which was the very root of the issue within Dalen that Arik was trying to reveal. Dalen clenched his teeth and swallowed his pride, which was like swallowing a whale.
You're right. For so long I've presumed myself to know better than others. The truth is I don't. Not in everything. I'll try and take on what you say, but don't expect night to become day in a fall.
Oh, not at all. The very fact that you're aware of your own failings and are trying to better them is the greatest step any man can make.
You make it especially hard, Bringer. You're all but perfect and stand as a constant reminder of my own inadequacies. In character, I mean. In looks, the constant comparison is quite pleasant.
My, my, was that a joke?
Better than anything I've heard from you.
If I remember correctly, you believe that jokes are meant to make other people laugh. That one was a little mean-spirited.
I wasn't being cruel, and you would have to be particularly sensitive to take offense at that, Dalen said, looking down the road.
Arik chuckled. Dalen looked back to him.
Now see, that wasn't a joke. Why are you laughing?
You're probably the most overly sensitive person I've ever met, taking offense at the smallest of things, like mentioning your youth.
Yeah, well, I've never said I wasn't a hypocrite.
And if I could clear something up, I'm far from perfect.
Well, I haven't seen any particular failings, apart from self-righteousness, but that's just my insecurities grabbing at straws. People find it easier to attack a person's credibility than to accept advice and counsel.
There! You do possess wisdom when you look for it.
Oh, I can be quite wise. It's just putting it into practice that's hard, Dalen said, looking back out over the countryside as the two of them fell into silence.
This inner light that Arik had taught him about was very intriguing. Using it, Dalen could sense the people in the coach beneath them. With casual sensing, he didn't feel any difference between the people's lights. When he tried to look closer with his sense, however, their different brightnesses seemed to come into focus. The softest light there belonged to Lytina Devashian. It didn't really surprise him that the Devashian woman's light would be the softest. Lytina was always a stuck-up, arrogant tit. But how far did it go? Was she a thief or a murderer? Or was she just selfish? Arik was right. Dalen couldn't make judgments on people based off the light he sensed without learning more. Feeling curious, Dalen looked to Arik and felt for the Bringer's inner light. Dalen was nearly blinded. The man shone like a damn sun. Except, Dalen looked closer. It was hard to describe, but there was a tiny bit of darkness in him. It was almost lost in the light's glare, but it was most certainly there. And as Dalen focused on it, he was able to see just how deep the darkness was. There was something wrong about it. Such darkness shouldn't be within so much light. It didn't belong. What did it mean? Dalen laughed to himself as he realized it probably represented some small flaw. How many black spots were hidden in his own light? Probably hundreds.
Something funny? Arik asked.
By now I'm very confident you wouldn't laugh at it.
Very well.
Arik let the silence return for a while before he spoke again, saying abruptly,
I'm too bossy.
Dalen glanced to Arik, confused.
What?
That's one of my failings. I tell people what they should do too often, even on things that are inconsequential. I always think I know the right way to do things.
You do at that.
And I can certainly see how it could rub people the wrong way. I'm also too inquisitive. I've always stuck my nose into other people's business and find it hard to judge when it's appropriate to do so and when I should have kept to myself.
I could have told you that, but a Bringer gets a certain allowance. It's kind of their job to intercede and help.
But we're not really supposed to help people who don't want that help. Unless the light says otherwise, as with our current arrangement. It's probably why the light picked you. Anyway, I do need help. You've proven that much. And I'm grateful for it.
Arik looked stunned. Thank you, Dalen. That means a lot.
Yeah, well, don't get used to it.